I'm Jim with Rangewater. Currently, our main office is based out of Grand Rapids, but I live in Hibbing. And as we were talking a little bit before, my in-laws live here in Ely. So I have a little bit of a connection here. I've only lived in Minnesota for 2 years, but I've been coming back and forth here for the last 15. And it's kind of a, it's very similar to Alaska here. So I'm really at home in this area. I recently started out at Rangewater. And Rangewater is a 3M company. And we do all sorts of water treatment and water quality and pretty much anything that's related to water. We try and give education and helpful tips on how to have the best water quality you can. We were fortunate this week that I have this gentleman, Kelly, who is with a company called Moda Vitality, who is our trainer. He literally wrote the book on water quality. One of the things that we're trying to do is, obviously, we're in the business to make money. You guys are in the business to make money. We're trying to form partnerships to where we can make your jobs easier and eventually, long-term, make money for all of us. So what I'm going to do is pass over to Kelly, and he's going to give you a little overview of what we do, overview of what he does, and run you through a quiz just to make you sweat a little bit.
we'll give you all the answers, though. It's just the way I think. Thanks, everybody. I always want to start off that way. I started in this industry almost 17 years ago. As a straight commission sales guy, and for, I don't know if you're familiar with Kinetico, that's a brand I sold way back when, and so I understand the value of your time. You guys are all essentially straight commission sales people, and so I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate very much the opportunity to come in and speak to you this way, and it's my goal every time I give any type of a presentation to make sure that the information that I give to you is at least as valuable as the time you're giving to me. So I hope that in the next few minutes you'll leave with some information you did not have otherwise, if nothing else, to make you think a little bit and consider some stuff. So when I was in sales, I worked in a little podunk town. Even to this day, it's grown much larger. We now have 3 stoplights and a bar called the Bloated Goat. This is Fallaville, Michigan, so it's not too dissimilar from here. As far as everybody knows everybody, it's very small. And so in order for me to make a living and support my family back then, I needed to earn referrals and build relationships. I took advantage of the small town where everybody knows everybody and thinking, shoot, I'll just become the guy that everybody calls. When there's a water question, I'll just become the expert. So I kind of developed this by necessity, give more than you take philosophy, meaning if I was going to build a relationship with somebody that I wanted referrals from, I needed referrals. I mean, obviously in my town, there just were not a lot of new homes going up, that we didn't do a lot of advertising there. So I needed referrals. And so there were some that were really easy. I mean, we go in with what we do. Is everybody familiar with water softeners, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And there are some that are just no-brainer as far as building relationships. We go into a house and somebody is, their kitchen or bathroom is destroyed. They tell us, we're fixing our water before we remodel this, before we fix it up. So I had an opportunity to give referrals to a kitchen and bath place. And so I could go into the kitchen and bath place and I'd say, I have people that are asking me if I recommend anybody, maybe we could sit down a little bit and you could tell me about your business and perhaps I could refer you. So those relationships were easy. I never like to walk in somewhere and just say, hey, can I have your referrals? Because that's salespeople. As you know, there are so many salespeople out there that are, they're gimme, gimme, gimme. Everything's about what can you give me, these referrals. So there were some that were very easy. Appliance salespeople or service technicians more so, because they're in the homes and what causes appliances to go bad. Hard water a lot of times. So, but realtors were always frustrating to me because, who you are. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, new homes are no-brainers because on a well, everybody that builds a new home on a well is going to put in a water softener from somebody. For me, it was just a question of getting there and meeting them. You guys are in the homes that I wanted to be in, though, the existing homes. I've never been a fan of door-to-door stuff. I don't like going to, I think that's kind of the old school sales where you door-to-door. I know for myself, when I'm sitting at home with my family, I don't like a sales guy knocking on the door. I don't think there's anything unethical about it, and there's some people who really still do that. But it just seemed like a colossal waste of time to me. Plus, what, you got to knock on 100 doors to get 3 people to say yes? That, in my mind, says 97 people say no, and I frankly don't like that kind of rejection. I know it's a numbers game and everything, but I like people to tell me yes. And so, realtors seem like it could be perfect. You know, you guys are in the homes that I wanted to be in. The only problem is I couldn't really give any referrals back to you because my customers were those, they were putting in a new softener or considering a new softener because they had either just bought the house, which means they probably weren't in the market to sell or buy, or they were going to stay in the house that they were in for a long time. You know, they're doing upgrades. So what I decided to do was I sat down with an acquaintance of mine that was in real estate and said, how can I help? What could I do? And we had put together a program there where there were a couple things that I did. And one of the biggest things was, you know, water treatment equipment, if you've ever seen, especially a lot of it, you know, even just a softener, but if you got a softener, an RO, you know, all this stuff down there and you're showing a house, some of that, especially if somebody's moved from the city, can be rather intimidating, you know, to a customer. And they're like, wow, I have to do all that stuff? And that can kind of be a deterrent for somebody purchasing a house or buying a house. So one of the things that I started doing right away was saying, hey, look, I will, if you have a house that has equipment in it, I will go out there, you call me, I'll go out there no matter what the equipment is, I'll check it, I'll test it, I'll make sure it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. If it's working, I'll tell you. If it's not working, I'll tell you that too, and give you a suggestion on what to do. One of the things that I very quickly realized was that I needed to only communicate with the realtors I worked with, not with potential buyers or sellers. Only because, and you guys, I'm sure it doesn't happen up here, only in my area, but what would happen if, say, the softener was broken or not working, and I called the homeowner and said, hey, you got to put a new system in, it could be $3,000. You know, if you go to the high one, and the day before closing, that buyer comes to you and says, yeah, we're going to go on and close, but I want you to throw in that $3,000 water softener. Okay, and now you're in a position, and the seller's in a position where you got to give up some of your commission, or you got to, or they are, you know, dropping their price lower. And I'm thinking, you're probably never going to refer me again at that point, because it's easier just not to deal with it. And which is a shame, because a working water treatment system, and it's important that I say here that I am here, Range Water is one of my clients. I work with a lot of 3M dealers, they are one of my clients, but I actually hire and train sales and management personnel all over the country. This is what I do for a living, is I travel and I train. So I do not have any one particular brand loyalty. There are a lot of good ones out there. They all have their merits. As long as somebody is representing my industry with integrity and honesty and quality, and they don't price themselves out of the market, I think that their good competition is good. You know, so. But anyway, I would go out and test the water regardless of that system. And most of the realtors that I began to work with would then understand that becoming could become a selling point. You know, if you've got a really good set of equipment, water system, in the house, especially if there's a water softener, maybe an ultraviolet light for bacteria control, and the reverse osmosis system, that's the best water you can possibly get. That is as pure water with that system, if it's functioning, that's as pure water as you're going to get outside of a laboratory setting. And there's not a lot of maintenance. There's actually filters once a year, depending on what the equipment is, salt every once in a while. That can become a huge selling point for you as opposed to a deterrent. So some realtors could look at all that equipment and say, wow, there's so much maintenance, I don't understand that, and kind of just ignore it, you know, let's go over here and look at the basement windows, you know, on the other hand, if you know what it is and you know it's working, you can use that when you're showing the house. We had a guy come out here, Jim from Range Water, came out and checked over all this system, and everything is working excellent. So this is one of the nicest things about this house, is it's got a pure water system in it. And in fact, Jim said that he would come out after the sale and explain it all to you, tell you what the maintenance was and how to go about doing everything, checking it for you. And so he will come back out and explain all that to you. And if you're telling your potential buyer that, when they do that, even if the system's working great, Jim would come out there, explain it after the close, after they're moved in, explain it to your customer, explain what's going on, and what's his incentive for doing that. They've already got a softener, a UV, maybe a reverse osmosis system, maybe even from somebody else. One of the things Jim is not going to do is go out there and do the pushy salesperson. Oh, you need to upgrade that. Because we are relationship, the people that I hire and train, and Jim is one of those people, I look for people that are looking for long-term relationships, that are looking for, I mean, the fact is, in 5 or 6 or 7 years, that system's going to break. That in a small town where everybody knows everybody, Jim is going to get a lot more out of going out there and simply serving that customer and explaining how they work and giving a good impression of Range Water than he would from a one-time sale on trying to get them to replace equipment that was working perfectly fine. So that's what's in it for us. That's what I did when I was in sales. It's how I train and teach. And frankly, it's what our goal is here for Jim, you know, to have Jim be able to offer that service to you guys, okay, to go out there and do that. So that's what we offer. That's what we do. Also, continued education. I know you guys have to do 15 hours here in Minnesota. And it's all, if it's the same here as it is and everywhere else, it's the same stuff. Mold and mildew and financing, it's the same boring stuff. Oh, you guys all like your continued ed, your CE? You guys look forward to that every year? What's that?
Not really.
Yeah. One of the things that I did, and I have not done it in Minnesota, but we're looking into this and we'll hopefully be able to offer to you, I'm actually certified in 8 different states now to teach CE classes on water treatment. So we're looking into that, and hopefully we'll be able to offer that to you as a service as well. That's something we would not charge for. And so that's something that, like I said, I look for ways to, I don't believe that anybody in sales has a right to go out and just ask for referrals without offering something back in return, something of value. And so that's what we have to offer. I mean, and we're all salespeople. We don't have to beat around the bush here. We do want your referrals. We want you to feel comfortable enough when you're in the home and you see that equipment and handing out a card. We recognize that if we do not help you make a sale and help grow your business and give you a good reputation, that we never hear from you again. Not only do we not hear from you, but you're out there saying, you know, you're going to need somebody to do something for water treatment. I don't have anybody to recommend, but I can tell you who not to call. You know, and that does us a lot of damage. You know, if we get into a situation like that, you know, it would take a long time for us to recover from that. So that's our incentive. Any questions on that part? Yeah.
Just to give you a little, I mean, our type of, we obviously sell houses in town, but the majority of this company's sales, not the majority, but a large part of our sales come from recreational properties. Mm-hmm. And up here on the lakes, we deal with a lot of lake water systems.
Yeah.
Real popular. We deal with dug wells. We deal with sand points and drilled wells. And sometimes the water issues are, we don't have, I don't know what everybody would think, but our percentage of houses that have water softeners in them are probably fairly low. I don't know, anybody got a feel for percentage? I mean, it's not like over half.
Well, the softeners probably wouldn't be the biggest piece of equipment up here. It might be something with the lake systems like a UV light or a lake system. So, that's a great point to let you know that we do more. I talk about water softeners because that's what a lot of people think of. But Range Water offers UV systems. They offer drinking water systems. They do have rental programs. Obviously, Range Water covers all northern Minnesota. The situation you're talking about with the with the seasonal homes is something that they have programs in place for that they deal with all the time. So that's a great point. It's a great question.
One of the things we, you know, like when somebody, I know when I sell a lake place with a lake water system, they always go, can you drink it? And I had a lake water system with my family when I was a young guy, and because we couldn't afford a well, and no, we didn't drink it. We hauled water, but one of the things I still don't know all the years I've been in the business, I don't really know what to tell them. Well, you can do this to this system for roughly this much money, and you'd be able to drink that water. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things that would be, I know, helpful to us to have an understanding of what systems like that are available. And
yeah, and that's, I think, you know, what, hopefully, if you guys like what you find today, because I know we're limited on time today, and so we'll go through and talk about some of the stuff in general, you know, some of the general things, but I think what would make sense would be for you to communicate with them, and you know, maybe in a future class, take 15 or 20 minutes, and, you know, for each little technology, and say, here's how this works, here's what we have to offer, you know, here's what you could suggest. It doesn't make sense necessarily for you to, I would never ask you to go out there and do our job, you know, to sell that equipment or whatever, but it does make sense for you to be able to answer that question. I mean, you know, if
we deal with all the time, people, the septic's bad. Well, what does that septic cost? You got to have some basic
some idea.
Ability to direct them in a certain way. What, one of the things that would be kind of interesting when you talk, we do a lot of home inspections, obviously, like a lot of people do. You know, we do run in on occasion into systems, and I'm clueless how everything works.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, what do we got going on here? And I do feel sometimes I pass the ball to a client where I'm like, you know, especially if the owner's died or something and it's the kids own it and we don't have good explanations on how to operate, you know, softeners and such. The fact that the ability to be able to say, hey, can you guys come out and do you ever do a report on a, like, let's say we had a high-tech system in a basement, and prior to, let's say, I list the property, do you guys ever come out and do like almost like a home inspection report on the condition of the water system based on your opinion?
I think that would be really easy to put together, you know, to do something like that. I don't know about having it state certified, you know, or as an official report, but to have something in writing, you know, this system was inspected, you know, to have a 10-point inspection that we could put together that you guys could present, that's easy to do.
Sure.
I mean, that's exactly what we would do. It would just be simply taking that information and putting it in writing and submitting it to you for, I like that idea because we presumably would have our phone number as a contact on that sheet as well.
And I've seen too, like with furnaces and stuff, and I don't know if this is an option, but they'll actually write something up and put a tag and put it on the unit.
Yes, sure.
You know, then you guys don't have to worry, it's right there when you show the home, it's on there, and you have other agents coming and looking at it, it's right there. So that's something we could look into.
Do you guys have a preferred vendor list, a list of, you know, people that you, a homeowner packet basically that, you know, we would be willing to put our information in there as well. And that's kind of a nice little service to be able to offer to, because there's so much stuff. I know when I built my house, we moved in, I didn't have a clue about furnace stuff and furnace, even simple stuff now that I go, duh, what? You're supposed to change your filter every couple months? I didn't know. I had no idea. Nobody ever came and explained that to me or what to do with it, you know, and especially if you're moving from the city where you don't have a septic or a, you know, you're supposed to have your septic cleaned out once a year, really? I didn't know that, you know. So, yeah, we would be willing to do that, you know, and to put a free inspection. One of the other things, I know most, just in the code of ethics, realtors are not allowed to, or generally don't accept kickbacks. You know, a lot of people that we refer or that we have relationships with, they want $100 or, you know, $150 or whatever for that referral. Builders are notorious for that, as you guys know. So what we generally will do is still offer that discount, but we'll pass it on to your customer, you know, which is kind of nice too, to be able to forward that if you guys needed this. You see a house that, you know, maybe somebody's interested in the UV system. Okay. UV for the lake systems is probably the most common they put in. It's just simply a light that's ultraviolet that kills. It's not that expensive. The bulb you change, I mean, there's no maintenance to it. When they leave to go, they simply unplug it, plug it back in. The bulb lasts a year, so they'd get two seasons out of a UV system. You know, so, I mean, that's what we most commonly will do for a lake system. I mean, you can get more complicated than that, you know, and adding other stuff in, reverse osmosis, but UV is one of the most simplest. So we would be able to offer that discount, you know, to through you guys to give your discount there. So
we'd want to kick back.
You know,
donuts.
Listen, I can tell you what we will do. What I have done, because I have worked with some realtors that are, they don't. I'm always questionable about that anyway, because I don't know how much I want to be associated with the realtor that doesn't follow the standard code of ethics. But we have been able to put a system in somebody's house, you know, and do some trades and stuff like that. I mean, it would be awesome to be able to have you guys use the system, you know, and know what it is from range. But
Real quick, Charlie, to your point also, one thing, I know we're talking about systems that are in place, and you see some out there, but not a ton of them. Another thing that the feedback I've received from some of the agents that I've talked to is that they'll go into a house and they'll see some sort of staining, whether it's red or black or white, and they just won't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's a system in place or not. Give me a call, and you say, you know what, some of it's going to be, I'll tell you over the phone, oh, I know what that is, it's this. Or I can say, you know what, I'll be in town tomorrow, let me come by and look at it.
Yeah. And quickly, too, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is quick response. Mm-hmm. So you know how you guys probably, everybody you talk to immediately gets back to you, right? That's it. We're not going to make you wait 2 weeks to come back out and to get an answer. We know that in your type of business, you have to have that stuff roll fast, you know, and even if you're waiting on your homeowner to make a decision.
Do you guys do water tests, per se, also?
Yeah. Let's go through, can we go through the 10 questions on this really quick? Because I don't want to, and because that's going to answer some of your questions on this is a general, I've given a lot of presentations in front of a lot of realtors and a lot of different groups and stuff like that, and I put this together because it's just some general information that a lot of times people aren't aware of. So let's go through this, and this will answer your question on the water test, okay? So, all right, so what do you guys think? What type of water treatment equipment will remove the most contaminants from the water supply?
Reverse osmosis.
Yeah, so you guys are familiar with reverse osmosis? You had that? Anybody here have one? Anybody here buy bottled water?
Yes,
yeah. a lot of you?
Yeah.
Okay. So most water treatment companies can tell you if the water is safe to drink, and this goes to your question. Most water treatment companies can tell you if your water is safe to drink, true or false?
I'd say false.
Yeah, I would say false too. I would say that if a water treatment company, somebody that has a vested interest in selling you something, is talking to you about safety issues and really promoting that, I would be skeptical of them. Go get that water test done by a state lab or an independent laboratory, somebody that does not have a vested interest in selling you something. Now, if you come back and you say, hey, we have arsenic in the water, we can tell you how to treat arsenic. Mm-hmm. We can give you systems that are certified to take care of that, but we're not going to come in there and, if we discovered something, because we do test for nitrates, we can test for arsenic, we can test for some things that are health related as well. If we found the presence of those, we would then go to you and say, hey, you may want to have this test verified through an independent laboratory because we found some presence here. If a company, a water treatment company, did something different than that, I'd question their motives. Okay, so they're not state certified. There are even some water treatment companies around the country that I've worked with that have a separate lab as part of their division. I don't even like that. I just think it seems like a conflict of interest to me.
We'll test for iron and calcium.
Yeah,
and
aesthetics. Tastes good, smells good, looks good.
Yeah.
It's aesthetic.
Just not to beat that to death, you know, well, often our transactions, as well as the home inspector takes a water test at the house, and then he sends them in. And where's he sending them these days?
It's Virginia.
Virginia, probably.
Yeah, probably the
lab. So where I'm going with this, is there any benefit to, let's say I got a listing and it's got a water system and I have you come out and check it, is it worthwhile at the time that they're there to take a water sample and test our water for us right there?
We don't have the capability to do the state certified testing.
So it comes down to the certification part.
Yeah, it has to be, in order to pass it. One of the things that I can tell you though is in my experience, even if a customer doesn't necessarily ask about it, being able to tell them that you've had a thorough test done and everything checks out would be really beneficial. You know, that would be a selling point because people are concerned with water. Mm-hmm. They are concerned with that. So
now you must have to charge for that.
Not the testing. We will never charge you for testing.
No.
Okay.
That's something.
Answering your questions, coming out and looking at a property, testing the water, that we're not going to charge you for that. That's going to be just something we offer because eventually you're going to hopefully, you know, like me. You really like me and you'll call me.
Which is a stretch. I've been hanging out for a long time.
He's actually leaving me here today.
He's looking for a job, actually. He doesn't know it yet, but no.
Yeah, she knows my mother-in-law that I hired.
Yeah. All right, so which of the following is the best technology for handling bacteria in a water supply? And this is relevant because you guys are doing lake systems here, and bacteria is your biggest concern.
It's D.
That's right, exactly. That's going to be a disinfection system. Most commonly up this way, it would be UV, like we talked about, ultraviolet light. Okay. So, this is kind of interesting. According to the most recent consumer awareness study done by the Water Quality Association, what percentage of Americans use bottled water? Say 65% This is something that I'm always puzzled by, and I have to step up on a soapbox just for a second and tell you why I do what I do. Okay, Americans use 70 million plastic water bottles a day, and 60 million of them go back into landfills every single day. That's almost 42,000 a minute on average that we put back into landfills. Now, we are Americans. We are never going to stop using plastic water bottles. We like our convenience. We like to grab them. We like the quick taste. We do that. But if you're using it at home for coffee, tea, cooking, you know, ice cubes, pasta, all that stuff, you can put in a reverse osmosis system and have an unlimited supply of it right at your kitchen tap for $25 a month for a good one, a really good one. That, and whether you rent it or finance it or whatever, we have all those options available. And so if you're spending more than, you know, $25, $30 a month on bottled water, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to consider that type of system. And I mentioned that to you because, and if you don't believe me that so many people are using bottled water, go look at any gas station, any convenience store, any grocery store, and look at the amount of real estate dedicated to bottled water, okay? We use, here's another interesting little fact, we use more energy and oil to manufacture, recycle, and transport our plastic bottles, not just water bottles, all of our plastics in this country, than we do in our residential vehicles. So if you're looking at energy conservation, becoming energy independent and not being reliant on foreign oil, water treatment, a water softener, with a water softener in the house, you use 75% less soap and detergent. That means 75% less plastic bottles that it comes in. That means you're not having to use the spray shower stuff. That those are all plastics. And with the drinking water system, to be able to cut that number down. So that gives you a little bit of an insight why I do what I do. But it actually is more than just selling water softeners and drinking water systems for me. Okay, so according to the most recent consumer awareness study done by WQA, what percentage of Americans have reverse osmosis systems or water purifiers installed in their home?
Eight.
Right. So one in five, but yet two-thirds of them are drinking bottled water. That seems like a disconnect to me. Okay, water conditioner should only be installed on hot water lines. What do you guys think?
False.
Good, false. You know, you probably will run into homes, if you haven't noticed it, we certainly do in a lot of homes. I have a set of Time Life books that my ex-father-in-law had given me that came out in like the 70s. And in the plumbing book, it very specifically says hot water only in there. So you will on occasion run into that, especially in an older home where the plumbing is plumbed to where a softener would go hot water only and the cold water lines are all hard. It's true that hot water will cause calcium deposits to scale faster, but that still happens in cold. I'm not going to get into the chemistry of how all that happens or anything, but definitely it should be the entire home. I think the concern came from people drinking sodium. You know, when the softeners first started becoming popular, people didn't think you should drink. They thought that you were drinking salt water, but yet. They're complaining about that while they're eating their tomato soup and eating their beef jerky, you know, which has way more so. It has one bag of beef jerky has more sodium in it than you're going to get from weeks of drinking softened water. So, it's definitely. And if you're concerned with that, you can use potassium chloride as an alternative, or
put in a reverse osmosis system, which takes all that stuff out anyway. On that note, as far as softened water, this gentleman asked about some of the alternative technologies that you see out there, like the magnets or the electrical things that you strap two electrical lines and to your pipe, and it puts a little LED on there. You'll usually find them online only, maybe in the back of a magazine. Occasionally you'll find a company that will sell them. Do some research, and objective research on it. I hate putting salt in my softener. Everybody I know does. They are way more efficient than they used to be, so you can put salt in them once or twice a year now if you get a good one. But my suspicion is that when that technology does come, whoever comes up with one that works will be a multi-millionaire, if not a billionaire, because, I mean, it's going to be huge. And it's probably not going to be sold out of the back of magazines when it happens. So just be aware of that stuff. Okay, so the slimy feeling some people feel with softened water is caused from what? Any D takers on that? You said, okay, we have an A. What? Anybody else have any?
No idea.
Okay. You guys know the feeling I'm talking about?
Yes.
You ever, it feels like you can't get the soap off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is actually good for your skin. And if there's one complaint that I have heard, especially from people that have never had a water softener before, when they first put it in, is, oh, I don't like that slimy feeling. I call it silky because I'm in sales. but what that is, you know the soap scum that you get, the calcium buildup on your shower curtains and all of that? That's the same stuff that's on your skin. So the reason you have that squeaky clean feeling is because your natural body oils are not able to come to the surface. It's clogging your pores, and it makes your skin a lot more dry, a lot more itchy, anytime you have any hardness in the water. So with a water softener, you're actually washing all the soap off, and what you're feeling there is your natural body oils way better for your skin. You can talk to any dermatologist, anybody that treats dry skin or eczema or those types of things. Softened water is way better for the skin.
All the ladies in the room.
And for the hair, too.
Yeah, hair. Yeah, in fact, if you talk to there are for the ladies, Malibu treatments. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spend tons of money on Malibu treatments. guys, you all know what Malibu treatments are?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have this whole, what, it's 40, 50 bucks for a Malibu treatment that strips the iron out of your, from the water, it strips that out of your hair and brings back the colors. Do you ever do that?
No.
They you guys don't have any iron in the water around here, right? No rust stains.
Yeah, right.
What? I thought you said we're iron free up here.
No.
which of the following will a water conditioner not remove?
Barium.
Anybody else? I have no idea. Barium is radioactive contaminant, but a water softener will remove barium. The only one it will not take out is arsenic. And the reason I put that question on there is it's kind of interesting. Sometimes if you ever had a water softener that a company comes out and tests, and I mention this because this is one of the things that we do, is we're going to do a thorough test on that stuff. So we come out, the softener should be working based on the amount of calcium and iron that's in the water, but yet you're still getting bleed through. It very well could be because there's other contaminants in the water, like barium, that is taking up the room on the resin inside the softener and not allowing it to take out the calcium or iron. So, and it, without getting too geeky or chemistry or anything like that, anything on a remember the periodic table from science class, chemistry class? Anything in a vertical line on that periodic table carries the same chemical properties as anything else in that same vertical line. And so you can tell whether a softener would take it out by looking at what's in that line. Barium is directly below calcium and magnesium. So it actually acts chemically almost exactly like hardness. So it's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad for a guy who has a degree to teach high school theater and speech, huh?
Yeah. Awesome.
You know what? I stumbled into this industry accidentally. I mean, I had just gotten a degree to teach high school theater and speech and had decided I didn't want to teach and was looking for a job with insurance. And I seriously
stumbled into this job thinking it was going to be very temporary until I found something else.
Real work.
And now I'm involved with legislation and lobbying basically on behalf of the industry, and I travel and teach people. I literally have a book that is sold in 8 countries. If anybody wants a book on water treatment, then I'm your guy. One of the things, as a sidebar, you mentioned that you'd love to see a class or no. I do teach on behalf of the Water Quality Association and the industry a webinar series to help get people certified. And if anybody is interested, let Jim know. I will give you access. I normally charge people within our industry for those, but I will give you access to those webinars. You can go online, watch any one topic on your own. I'll give you total access to it for free. So just let Jim know. If you're geeky and you really want to know way more than you ever wanted to know. So
I'll be waiting for that phone ring.
Actually, the topics on water softeners and what the differences are and stuff like that are not that complicated. They're pretty layman's terms, but they would, you know, in an hour and a half, you would know a lot about what the differences in them are and how to recognize that stuff. So it wouldn't hurt you to go in. And the ones on drinking water and water quality and some of the stuff that's in the water, I mean, there are different topics on there that you might find beneficial sometime. So, okay, the U.S. EPA requires individuals on private wells to have their water tested once a year.
False.
It is false, that's right. The EPA does not regulate private wells. That's state and local entities. EPA regulates public water systems only. And there's such things as maximum contaminant levels, and that's what the EPA says, is that these are the maximum amount of things that you're supposed to or allowed to have in your water. For example, arsenic. Okay, how much arsenic would you guys like to have in your water?
None.
Right. None is recommended. But the maximum contaminant level, you are allowed to have up to 10 parts per billion of arsenic in the water. Coliform bacteria, that's one that's a required test around here before you have a well. Coliform is an indicator of poop in the water. I could say fecal matter or fecal bacteria, but it's way more fun to say poop in a professional setting. So basically, here based on the EPA's guidelines. Now, if you have any presence of coliform, can you get a certificate of occupancy? Any presence of a coliform, they make you go back and retest, right? Okay. On city water, I could take 100 glasses of water, set them out on the table, and 5 of them could have poop in them, and it would still pass. So 100 glasses of water. We have 100 bottles here, and I say, hey, you guys, drink up. Most of this is really good. 5 of them have poop in them, but that's a 95% chance you're going to not get that. So drink up. How many of those bottles do you guys? Yeah, but that's what we do with the municipal systems, and that's why now. The United States, I want to preface this by saying, because you guys do have some city water around here, some municipalities. The United States does one of the best jobs in the world at keeping, especially considering the number of people we supply water to, we do an incredible job of keeping people safe and from getting sick or dying from microbiological contamination. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. When it does happen, it's all over the news, but it's like a plane crash. You know, because it's all over the news because it doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of people that we supply water to, and mostly that's because of chlorine. Now, chlorine is a byproduct of chlorine is a known carcinogen. Trihalomethanes, it's known carcinogen. So, chlorine does a great job of killing the bugs as the water travels from the treatment plant down through the water. You know, the underground delivery systems that, by the way, are 2 and 3 times as old as our roads and bridges in this country, oftentimes. So it does protect us once it gets to the home. However, you know, when you buy a loaf of bread at the store, what's it come in? The loaf of bread?
Plastic,
right? Why do they put plastic around it? To keep it fresh, to keep your other people's hands from touching it all over the place, to keep bugs and germs and stuff like that. But when you get at home, you don't eat the plastic. You take it out of the plastic bag and you eat the bread. That's the way chlorine and chloramines, which is chlorine plus ammonia that we use a lot, that's the way it should be for municipalities, is
once it gets to our home, we should take that chlorine out of the water, which is so easy to do with carbon. You could do it with a Brita pitcher. I mean, it's, you know, just one of those faucet mount things. And carbon is not good for your skin. It will absorb through your skin and stuff like that, too. It's a volatile organic compound. So I'm not carbon, chlorine. Carbon is the answer to that. So, but the city, so my point with that is the city does a great job of starting to treat it. But even with city water, and in my opinion, especially with city water, I would want to go a step further and make sure that it's there. I mean, you guys all know that. I mean, how you guys trust the government to do all the stuff? I don't want to get in political here, but, you know, they're so good at everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, all right, last question. Water treatment system must be installed by a licensed plumber.
False.
That is false. Here it's false. Wisconsin, it's not. Wisconsin and some places, there are different townships and stuff like that. So I would, however, encourage you to make sure that the person installing the system is certified, that they know what they're doing, that